Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information. Last week, as part of Southeast Radio's series Ours to Protect, Alan headed to Min Ryan Park with Councillor George Lawler. The park is named after historic figure Min Ryan from Tom Cool in Barntown, who played a huge role in Ireland's development in revolutionary years. The two began by looking at biodiversity. Min Ryan is known for its rich biodiverse ecosystems, such as a wetland area, wildflower meadows and a native woodland habitat, which George explains.
Well, I suppose the whole area of biodiversity, Alan, is the manner in which everything about us is interconnected, and I suppose we're dependent on everything else in terms of genes, species, ecosystems. So places like Min Ryan Park, which is a very modern park constructed by the local authority, I suppose is a place that can be a haven, both a haven for biodiversity and also a beacon as to what we can do in our own little way to really turn things around. We're just going through, I know it doesn't seem like it here, particularly after being in Wexford Park the other night at a rain-sodden hurling match, but we're going through the hottest July on record. And we're now being told that certain parts of Europe will be unlivable in a few years' time. And that includes parts of, you know, places like Spain and Italy, places where we're used to travelling off and visiting. So the notion that we can't dig deep and try to do something about this is really not a runner. I know the Nature Restoration Law was adopted by the European Parliament. That is a significant milestone. That was only adopted last week, heading towards a new, what they're calling a green deal in terms of global biodiversity. But in terms of local on the ground stuff here, where we're sitting today, I suppose, is an example of how, with little effort, we can make a huge difference locally.
As Alan and George moved toward the greenery, they looked at the cutting of grass and how some parts of the lawns in the park are left idle for nature to thrive.
Yeah, we have what we call a reduced cutting regime here in the park, and it means that we reduce the level of cutting of grass. So you'll see a lot of thick sward and wildflowers, and they're naturally occurring. You'll also see around the park lots of willow, believe it or not, and this is a lovely native flowering plant. And that's of huge benefit because it flowers early, and it's a huge benefit to the early bees and bugs in terms of pollinators. And parts of this park are quite wet, and this is left like that to encourage the natural wetland plants to develop.
You say
and
quite
thrive.
Wet,
yeah, boggy and marshy, and you know, sometimes there will be we need to drain this area. We need to improve the drainage in the area. Parts of this park are left quite wet. You know, they're not necessarily overly accessible, but they're left wet so that the wetland plants can develop and thrive, because that is huge in terms of capturing carbon as well. And it's a big deal in a small area. They're hugely beneficial to the entire ecosystem in this area. Another thing that we do is we encourage the native seeds that are already in the ground to thrive and develop. You know, there is this notion that if we throw out wildflower seeds, that it'll be hugely beneficial. There's not a whole lot wrong with it, but if you have your own native to this townsland seeds growing in the area, that is much better. And the wildflower seeds may not provide the native needs to the area of the park, so we allow these seeds to develop, and it's okay. It's a wonderful vista of natural wilderness.
Alan and George now head toward the growing trees that surround many parts of the park. 500 native tree saplings were planted as part of the 100 million trees project.
The Miyawaki method it's part of the 100 million trees project, and it's the brainchild of Richard and David Mulcahy. And I suppose it's appropriate that we're sitting in here in Min Ryan Park because Min Ryan was the Mulcahy's grandmother. They have embarked on a project of planting 100 million native Irish trees across the island of Ireland throughout the next decade. And we're just sitting alongside 500 of them here. And it's a really, really ambitious project of planting between 500 and 2,500 people. May be familiar with them around the county, and I know here in Wexford we have them in Bright Street Church as well. We have 1,000 trees planted, named after a Japanese botanist. And the notion is that if you plant the trees really close together, you know, excess number of trees together, they grow 10 times faster, mm-hmm. 30 times denser, but they create 100 times more biodiversity. But they also are an absolutely amazing carbon sink, which captures 10 times the amount of carbon that normal tree planting would do. So in a small area, you can make a huge difference. But in terms of biodiversity, we all need each other, and that includes the plants and the species and ourselves.
And finally, as they come to the end of their walk through the park, George speaks about the importance of sustainability in the county.
You see, we have something that we really must work very carefully with. We have a county that is hugely dependent on agriculture, and we have a continent that is hugely dependent on biodiversity. We need to ensure that we maintain and retain the wonderful farming culture that we have here in Wexford. And I know that there's work being done. I've you know, been in contact with the IFA. There's work being done on, you know, reducing emissions through, you know, different sward cultivation to reduce the emissions of our cattle. Yeah. But we can't just say to the 4,500 or the 4,000 family farms in County Wexford, turn the light off, we're stopping. We must work to what the buzzword is, the just transition. But we must work to ensure that we maintain the wonderful traditional farming culture that we have in this county and food production that we have in this county, whilst at the same time maintaining our wonderful biodiverse infrastructure.
Minrine Park opened to the public in summer 2020. This landmark public park is designed to complement the quality of life for people in Wexford by providing a high quality and attractive open public space, which is accessible to all. For more information, check out minrinepark.ie. Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.